It's time for high school football coverage on Candleland Radio. All the big plays, touchdowns, defensive stops, all right here on Candleland Radio. The atmosphere's picking up, the teams have hit the field, and we head to the action live at the field with high school football coverage on Candleland Radio.
To believe after tonight's action, we will be halfway through the regular season in high school football. It goes by quickly. It's an absolutely beautiful Friday night as we're coming up on the end of September. And tonight we're in Hiawatha here on 103.9 FM, KNZA, as they welcome in Big East League opponent Jefferson West for our featured broadcast here tonight. Again, the Red Hawks and the Tigers coming up here in about 12 and a half minutes. We appreciate everyone hanging out with us tonight. Our game is presented by Rainbow Communications. You can find them online at rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet services right here in Northeast Kansas. We're dialed in 103.9. You can also catch the action on the Hiawatha channel, of course, courtesy of MSC Sports. Go to mscsports.net, listen live tab, scroll down. You can pull us up on the air or find the video channel stream as well. So it means we've got a full house tonight. Paige, Leah, Ray back in studio. Appreciate all the help, Brandon Tabman with you, as we got a battle of 0-3 teams. You wipe the slate clean, you're 0-0 as district play is now underway. This is a Class 3A District 4 matchup, and it was a tough go for Jefferson West last week. They were shut out by St. Mary's, who's a top 5 team in the classification of 2A. It was a 42-0 St. Mary's win in what was the first meeting all time between those two schools. Tigers have played a difficult schedule so far here in 2024, their first three opponents have a combined record of 8-1. The Jeff West offense, they have certainly had some struggles, scoring just 16 total points through three games, including just 2 points over their last two games. They were shut out last week, and then 2 weeks ago, they lost 30-2 to Royal Valley. So again, trying to get something going in the right direction here tonight. Now on the other side, the home team tonight, the Red Hawks of Hiawatha. It is homecoming night, great atmosphere, great weather. Again, good support, as always, from the Red Hawks faithful. They played a difficult schedule as well, and they had a shutout loss last week against Sabetha here on their home turf. Red Hawks now just 4-13 against the Blue Jays going back to 2006, and a loss last week was now their ninth consecutive loss to Sabetha in the series. Red Hawks have had to deal with some injuries early on this season as well under first-year head coach Wyatt Giroux. The Tigers snapped a brief two-game skid against Hiawatha last season with a 16-14 win. Since 2004, Jefferson West is 14-6 against Hiawatha, with the Red Hawks' last win in the series coming in 2022. That final score was 20-7. We'll continue on with our pregame coverage after a quick timeout. A word from our sponsors. You'll hear a brief conversation with the road team head coach. That's Jefferson West head coach in David Bowen. Brief conversation with him as our pregame continues after a timeout. It's Hiawatha and Jeff West here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Roger Hauer with Kellerman Real Estate, online at kellermanrealestate.com.
At Kellerman Real Estate, we're often asked, how is the real estate market? While times are different with higher interest rates and a shortage of inventory, it's still a great time to buy and sell property. Consulting with an agent is more important today than ever to understand how you can best position yourself in this market. At Kellerman Real Estate in Holton, we are ready to accompany you on your real estate journey. After all, we live, work, and play where you do.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless, dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
Pre-game coverage for our area game of the week tonight. It is week 4 district game here in Hiawatha. Red Hawks hosting the Jefferson West Tigers. Of course, you can view this game on the Hiawatha channel as well, courtesy of MSC Sports. I'm Brandon Tam, and we're joined now by the Jeff West football coach. That is David Bowen here for a few minutes. Appreciate the time, coach. 42-0, a loss last week to a ranked and very good St. Mary's team. Just a few thoughts and takeaways from last week.
Good team, great team over there. Another team in this league that's coached well and plays really well. And another team in this league that we'll see deep in the playoffs trying to make kind of a state run. And we get to see those kind of teams every week. That's something we look forward to. We motivate and talk, and for us, we're still setting individual and team goals for ourselves, cleaning up mistakes, playing the kind of game we can play. We played a physical game on defense, delivered some hits, took some hits. The thing we're still trying to clean up is make the big plays that we're supposed to make. Don't leave points out there because of a mistake.
Best part about it now is you get a fresh start, you wipe the slate clean, starting district play here tonight. You wipe those records out the window. You're 0-0. I'm sure the team is eager to get back to it tonight after the tough start.
Yes, that's something I could say is a big growth and change this year is that we've been eager and ready every week. And as a coach, that's exciting to see your players coming out there. And we all understand that this is a tough league, and we talk about that. I don't believe we've lost a week 9 game outside of the playoffs in 6 years here. So, you know, when you see someone different, then you get a chance to maybe understand it better because it's a different league team. In this league, it doesn't matter if you're at the top or the bottom of the league. You're going to be a good team, and you're going to be a physical kind of team. Our guys have been showing up, coming ready, coming prepared. This year, they're very eager to be coached harder. I'm seeing a change in the team's mindset, and we're getting to see it on Friday nights. Unfortunately, it hasn't shown up as the wins or losses, but we see growth, and we understand that we're getting better. On top of that, we're the kind of program where we want to grow young men into great adults, and we're doing things within the 3rd through 6th grade football, middle school football. We go support other programs, girls and guys. And so just an overall view this year is just, it's all good. It's a lot of growth. But now we need to lock in for these district games, and we need to go win and do what we set at the beginning of the year as team goals. Now we need to kind of stop talking about it and go be about it.
And it's certainly hard to believe we're already 4 weeks into this thing, so it certainly goes by fast.
Yes, off season goes by really slow, and the season speeds by. Every coach probably does or tries to do the same job of keeping the kids focused day to day and week to week. And that's what we're really harping on this year is focus on the team we play this week and worry about those other ones as they come, because if you overlook or you don't prepare, good things don't tend to happen for you. So our guys are locked in. We know who we have this week. We know that it's the start of our district play season, and we need to go perform the way that we believe we could have performed the first 3 games, clean up mistakes, continue to play physical football, and get the outcome in our favor at the end.
You won the game last year, Coach, 16-14. It was a great game. I can't imagine you take too much away from that game, considering Hiawatha has a new staff in place. But do you take much away from last year's win?
Yeah, you know, our guys, the social media and the way the world is with it, these kids all know the other kids at other schools now. So that's kind of what we're looking at. Who do they have? What are they running? What are any changes they've made? But more, we still are focused on ourselves. I believe until we can play a clean game, clean up our mistakes, and do our jobs and everyone individually, I don't believe you get to focus on the big wins and all that stuff. So we're still talking about cleaning up our mistakes, playing our style of football. And then at the end, if we do those things, we believe we can start winning games.
That's Jefferson West football coach David Bowen joining us here for a few minutes. Again, our pregame is off and running on KNZA. Our game tonight is presented by Rainbow Communications. We'll step aside for a timeout. We'll come back, go live to the field, get you set for the kickoff between Jeff West and Hiawatha. That's next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey, Hiawatha. Want lightning fast fiber internet? Now is the perfect time to switch. Enjoy the most enhanced network available and save $10 off your monthly bill for the rest of the year. Get ready for improved connectivity that enhances your home value, supports remote work, education, and entertainment. If you haven't already scheduled your fiber install, now is the time. Currently booking September installation. Don't wait. Call us today at 800-892-0163.
Dennison State Bank, putting your interest at heart. Denison State Bank turns 123 years old this year, and we really are as easy as 1, 2, 3. With our age comes lots of experience in making banking easy and accessible. Why mess around with those big banks when you can get easy 1, 2, 3 banking right here in your hometown?
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with 3 local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacy Mehus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
'Tis the season at Wilson Tire and Holton. No, not that season. It's rebate season. So rev up your savings with top brands at unbeatable prices. Experience the quality performance you trust from major brands like Nexton, Hankook, Cooper, and Toyo. From all season to all terrain, we've got the tires you need to conquer the road. And for a limited time, enjoy exclusive rebates on select models. So don't miss out. Call Matt and Terry at Wilson Tire, 785-362-8473, or check us out online at wilsontireks.com.
We made offers subject to availability. See Wilson Tire for details. Offer ends soon.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Moments away from the opening kick, it is homecoming night here in Hiawatha. The Redhawks and the Tigers getting set to do battle. Big East League showdown. It's also a Class 3A District number 4 game as well. District games beginning all across the state. So a big opportunity for these teams to take a step in the right direction in terms of finding themselves into the postseason here in a matter of weeks. Hard to believe, again, it is week number 4. And again, both these teams coming in at 0-3. And for the Hiawatha Redhawks and Jefferson West Tigers, just trying to find some momentum here in week number 4. The Tigers losing at St. Mary's last week by a final score of 42-0. And Hiawatha back on their home field once again as they were defeated by Sabetha. That score was 35-0. Hiawatha won the toss, deferred to the second half, so Jefferson West will have the opening possession here. And again, thanks for everyone hanging with us here tonight. Beautiful Friday night. Great crowd here for homecoming night for the Redhawks. Shout out Maddie Simmons, Connor Kettler, your homecoming queen and king, respectively, for the Redhawks here. Of course, we'll call Connor's name throughout the broadcast here tonight as the Redhawks again trying to avenge 2 straight losses to the Tigers. It's been a couple of years, and last year's final, 16-14, it was Jeff West who got the win a year ago. And one of these teams tonight will start with a 1-0 district record. Teeing it up in between the hash marks at the 40-yard line, the Redhawks will kick it off from left to right, and the Tigers will work here in the first quarter from right to left. Again, we got a full crew, full house here on hand, helping out with the broadcast. Ray in studio, Leah and Paige, of course, here with the Hiawatha Channel. Of course, Brandon as well. We appreciate it very much. The Redhawks and the Tigers, the home all-red uniforms, top to bottom for Hiawatha, the white road tops and dark gray pants for Jefferson West. Here we go. It's teed up, and here comes a low line drive kick here to the near side. It's going to be fielded at the 15-yard line by Corbin Mayer, and he is drilled and gobbled up. He did not get much, maybe 5 yards on that return. Corbin Mayer, a sophomore, about 5 yards. Jeff West at their own 20-yard line will begin tonight's game. As they go from right to left, their quarterback is Tucker Holthaus, a 6'3 senior. Last season, completing 50% of his passes for over 1,000 yards and 7 touchdowns. Again, both these teams trying to find a little positivity after both losing their first 3 games here in 2024. So again, Tucker Holthaus leading the charge. His offensive line, Ian Campbell, Brody Barr, Tristan Strawn, Ethan Keating, and Gavin Tanner. Brady Scahan, Osiris Unruh in the backfield. You'll also hear Brody Thielen's name. Drew Beilman, Alec Jacobson, some of the skilled position players on the outside. So it was actually a penalty on the play, and it's now back to the 10-yard line. So a shotgun snap. It's going to be a designed quarterback run for Holthaus, and he works it right and gets maybe 2 yards. That's about it. So not a great start in terms of an opening kickoff penalty for the Tigers, as Holthaus will carry that one for just 1 yard. Second down and 9 at the 11-yard line. Penalties have been an issue for both of these teams here early on this season, and right now backed up at their own 11-yard line, the Tigers facing second down and 9 after the 1-yard quarterback keeper by Tucker Holthouse. And now it's going to be a different formation. It's going to be just a direct snap and then falling forward across the 15 to the 16-yard line. That was Osiris Unruh, the fullback, who gets 4 yards on the play. That is a big body, 5'11", 235. And they just put him right back there in the pistol, direct snap, and he picked up 4. So third down and 5, just outside the Jeff West 15-yard line. Just getting going, no score, first drive of the game. They want Unruh again to take the snap. They'll take a chest-high snap. Now they run a reverse out of that play, and it's going to be close to a first down, but short by a yard. It's Drew Beilman who took it on the reverse, and just shy of the 20 to the 19, it's going to bring up fourth down and short. So a big play here early on after Beilman carried it for 3 yards. So fourth down and a long one, maybe a short two. Early big-time play here for the Tigers. Last thing you want to do is turn it over in your own red zone, but they give it off to the big fella in Unruh, and he takes it left guard and has enough. Falls forward for the first down. He picks up 4 yards, so that is a big-time pickup as Unruh again, all 235 pounds on fourth down and a short two. He gets 4 and extends the drive out across the 20. So to the 22, maybe the 23, ball between the hash marks. Unruh runs off after a couple of big carries there. Holthouse back to his normal position at quarterback. They sweep a man out left. That is Thielen. Two receivers out to the left side. Now a man in motion here near side. And they give it off to him. That is stuck up at the 25, out near the 26. That's Beilman again. He tried to get it outside the numbers, but he gets out to about the 26. So a short 3 for Beilman, so both of his carries have come on end arounds. Both sides of the field, so second down and 7. 9:20 clock moving first quarter, no score. First district game here tonight for both of these teams. Tigers have won the last 2 meetings against the Redhawks. Short side of the field, going from right to left. Holthouse a knee-high snap. They go right back to Unruh, and that is a tough body to tackle. He fights forward across the 30, close to a first down. He'll be shy of it by about a yard, so he gets 6. So 3 carries and 14 yards here on this drive so far for Osiris Unruh. It's going to bring up 3rd down and 1. Ball's at the 33. They need the 34 for a first down. They've already converted on a 4th down here on this drive. Now they send trips out to the far side right. A man tucked up here left, man in motion here to the near side. That's Thielen. He settles in. Chest-high snap here. Now being chased. Holthouse hit in the backfield, and down he goes. And now the ball pops out. And I think Hiawatha is going to get it, but they're going to say he was down. The white cap comes in from the backside and is pointing down. He said Holthouse was down before the ball came out. It's a loss of 4 on the quarterback sack. And now that might bring up the punt team, and it looks to be the case for Jeff West. So a huge defensive stop here for Hiawatha. Now Jeff West, they caught a break there. Here's the snap, here's the punt. Low liner from right to left. It bounces at the 45. It takes a Jeff West bounce all the way inside the 35, and it stopped right at the Hiawatha 30-yard line. So the Redhawks, after allowing a fourth down conversion, will have it at their own 30-yard line with 7:41 to go in the first quarter and no score. So for the Redhawks, again, they have struggled to score. They have scored points in just 2 of the 12 quarters they have played so far. And shut out in their last 2 games. They lost the opener at Royal Valley 18-13. But again, their last 2 games against Marysville and Sabetha. Braden Newell in at quarterback, 5'11 senior. Here for the Redhawks, he'll start it under center. Jarek Shoemaker, a 6'1 freshman center, will snap it to him. Here's the snap, here's the give. Straight dive up the middle, that's Josh Monaghan, the senior running back. And not much there, 2, maybe 3. They will give him a short 3, we'll call it. And Monaghan again, a senior running back for 3 yards. Second down and 7, shy of the 35. We have played not quite 5 minutes in this opening frame. First drive of the game from left to right for the Redhawks offense. Their first-year head coach, Wyatt Giroux. They send a man out left. That's Michael Jensen. Also got two tucked up, one on each side. Here's the snap. Here's the give. And another right side handoff to Monaghan. And he'll get up to the 40-yard line. So a 6-yard pickup. He is a yard shy of the first down. So they've gone a couple of dive plays to the senior running back. Now third down and 1, near side hash at the 40-yard line. 5 returning starters in this Redhawks offense from a year ago. Won just 1 game. They beat Royal Valley in their opener last year and then lost 8 straight the rest of the way. And they go right back to the bread and butter. Monaghan again, this on the right side behind his right guard and Jose Valencia. And that's going to be a first down carry of 4 yards. So 3 carries to the senior running back and enough for a Redhawks first down. Ball on the near side hash going from left to right. No score. Still early portions of the first quarter, about to eclipse that halfway mark. And Newell once again, he did not play last week due to an injury, but is back to it here in week number 4. A lot of movement. They'll go option left. They're going to pitch it left. This is going to be Kettler, and a flag is thrown. He's lucky to get back to the line of scrimmage on the option left and still finds his way up 2 yards. But that flag is in the vicinity of holding. We'll see the call. It was a little play action and then an option to the far side left. It was a good job by Newell to get the pitch off. He was hit pretty quickly, but as Kettler was working out to the outside, but it's actually going to be a penalty against Jefferson West. A personal foul against the Tigers. So that is a 15-yard penalty, and all of a sudden the Redhawks are at the Jeff West 38-yard line. So I mentioned Newell was out last week. Kettler is also out, so he is back. So again, I mentioned in the open how the Redhawks have been dealing with some injuries here early in the year, but two of their key players, of course, back here in this game this week. So after a 15-yard penalty, it's going to bring up first and 10 at the Jeff West 38. Ball at the far side hash. Kettler in motion now goes back right. Now Newell takes the snap. Unruh rips him down in the backfield. That's going to be a loss on the play. Brody Barr also in on the stop. That's going to be a loss of 2 for Braden Newell. I don't think that was really the play they were looking for. It was kind of similar to what they ran last time, trying to bring an option to the near side right, but that was blown up quickly in the backfield. So officially, it's going to be a loss of 1. So not 2. It's going to bring up second down and 11. And they go right up the middle. Monaghan again has a huge hole, and he'll have a first down across the 30 to the 28-yard line for a gain of 11, maybe 12. So Monaghan, once again, has been the heavy dose on this drive. That's his 4th carry. And that is good enough for a Hiawatha first down as they are just outside the Jeff West 25. First drive of the game here for Hiawatha. 15-yard penalty has helped him. Jeff West already a couple of penalties here in the first quarter. Newell under center. They send a man in motion. Now he rolls out to his right, throws it across the middle. It is caught at the 20 and then ripped down there. Holthouse in on the stop. It is Kettler who caught that pass for a gain of 6 yards. Croson also in on the stop. Second down and 4, just shy of the red zone. For the first pass of the game completed by Newell. Just saw Kettler across the middle of the field, and he was hit instantly by a couple of white jerseys. Left to right, the Redhawks work. Just outside the red zone. No score. 3:50 counting, first period. They go right back to Monaghan. Works it left. Now cuts back right. He'll get inside the 20, so try and get pushed by his offensive line, and that extra effort might have been enough for a first down. Depending on the spot needed for, looks like he got 5 and did get a first down. This drive is all Josh Monaghan. That is his 5th carry. He's had carries of 3, 6, 4, 12, and 5. Now the 5'9 senior running back getting a bulk of the workload here on this opening drive that started back at the Red Hawks 30. They're now at the Jeff West 16, first down and 10. 3:20 clock moving, no score first quarter. Man in motion, near side to far side, and working right up the middle. Newell just took the snap, and might have been a botch play there, but he's able to fight for two inside the 15 to the 14. So he takes the snap and just kind of darts up the middle for 2 yards, second down and 8. Under 3 minutes to go. Pretty quick moving first quarter here. Good crowd tonight. It's a beautiful late September evening. The Red Hawks trying to strike first here on homecoming night. Newell under center. Ball near side hash. He'll take the snap. They give it to the running back. Straight dive over the right guard. That's Ethan Morton this time, the junior. He'll get close to the 10. So a gain of about 4 yards. It'll bring up third down. That was the first carry tonight by the 5'11 junior, Ethan Morton. So third down and 4 at the Jeff West 10-yard line. Clock continues to move at 2:15. Red Hawks trying to strike first here in the first quarter. It's their first drive of the game. They held Jeff West to a punt on their opening possession. Newell under center. He'll take the snap. They fake it to Monaghan, and then they give it directly on an end around, and that's going to be swallowed up for no gain on the play. That was Sean Gentry on the carry. Haven't called him yet, but that was no gain on the play. And all of a sudden, fourth down and 4 at the 10-yard line. Well, the Tigers converted on fourth and short on their first drive, but it looks like the Red Hawks here are going to try to get 3 out of it. Leighton Moore, a freshman. This will be a 27-yard field goal attempt. Snap is down, kick is up, and it is wide left. No good. He had the distance, but he pushed it, or I should say pulled it a little bit to the left. So after that, the Red Hawks come up empty, and it'll be Jeff West football now, first and 10. Both teams coming up empty, and again, it was certainly had the distance. And Jeff West, again, will take it. Now first and 10. Ball where it was placed down. So that was basically a 6-minute drive that comes up empty for Hiawatha. So the Tigers, no score. They get it back for a second time. Minute 17 to go in the quarter. First and 10 at their own 20-yard line. Holthaus takes the snap, fakes it to the end around, keeps it himself, and gets a nice gain on first down up to about the 25. So a 5-yard, maybe 4, depending on the spot. They'll give him 4. Third carry for Holthaus here in the first quarter as we're down to the final minute. Second down and 6 at the Jeff West 25-yard line. Fairly quick moving first quarter. Jeff West on their first drive of the game, converted on a short 4th and 1, but ultimately had to punt it away, and then the Red Hawks took up about 6 minutes on that drive that they just had and missed a 27-yard field goal. Holthaus again, this time to the left side of his offensive line, and gets up near a first down. It's going to be close, and the far side judge is saying, yes, that's enough for a first down. So he needed 6, and he got maybe 6.5, and it's going to bring up first down and 10 at the 30. Final 30 seconds. Jeff West can certainly get off another play here if they like. Expected this game to be close, and it's been certainly that here in the first 12 minutes as the final 11 seconds getting ready to tick off. Looks like Jeff West will try to run one more play here. First and 10 at their own 30, working right to left. 4 seconds. Let's see if he takes the snap, and doesn't look like they're going to do so. So we'll switch sides of the field, and that takes us to the end of the first quarter. We are scoreless here in Hiawatha between the Tigers and the Red Hawks. We'll step aside. Second quarter action. It's coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
I'm Rod Whitmer with Farmer State Bank, and I'm an ag loan officer. An ag line of credit from Farmer State Bank here in Holton provides working capital when you need it most. whether it be for equipment repairs, fuel expenses, seed, fertilizer, feed, labor, and other ag input costs, harvest expenses, and more. We're here to help. Give us a call at Farmer State Bank, ask for Rod Whitmer, and we'll get you started.
That's what I like about Farmer State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
Cody Ireland with Ice Automotive, just south of Holton.
Welcome to Ice Automotive, your destination for top-notch automotive care.
Cody, what do you guys specialize in?
Specializing in light and medium diesel repairs. We excel in stock trailer wiring and repairs, alignment services, tire solutions, and more. Your one-stop, full-service shop for all your automotive needs. Trust us for expert care and reliable service. Let Ice Automotive keep you rolling smoothly on the road.
Visit iceautomotivellc.com or call 364-2871 to schedule your appointment today.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Tonight's game brought to you by Rainbow Communications. Find them online at rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet services right here in Northeast Kansas. Brandon Tadman with you. No score between Hiawatha and Jefferson West. Start of the second quarter, we switch sides of the field. Tigers had just picked up a first down. Now, again, working from left to right. Their second possession of the game. First and 10 at their own 30. Holthaus takes the snap. Quarterback design run. He follows his left guard in Brody Barr, and he'll fall face first into the grass and picks up a long two, maybe a short three. That'll bring up second down and 7 at the 33. And both these teams looking for win number one. And the Tigers, they have played a difficult schedule out the gate. They've played Riley County. They lost to St. Mary's last week. Both those teams are 3-0. Riley County, they play at Council Grove tonight. St. Mary's and Silver Lake, that's on 96.9 KOZA. Second down and 7. Here's the snap. Here's the give. And right side run across the 35 to the 37-yard line. And that's Brady Scahan, the sophomore, who picks up 4. So third down and a short 3 here for the Tigers. A minute gone by, second period, no score. Again, it was quick moving in that first period. This is only the second possession of the half for Jefferson West. They do some swinging, moving 3 guys out to the far side left. A man tucked up right, that's Jacobson, a junior. Man in motion. Holthaus takes the snap. They give it to Unruh, and he is hit at the line of scrimmage and dropped for a loss of 1. Good pursuit up front by the Hiawatha defensive line. Ethan Grant in on the stop. Sheets as well. Saw his jersey in there, and it's going to bring up 4th down and 4 after the loss of 1. And now Jeff West in punt formation again. So the Redhawks defense has come up clutch here on the first 2 drives. A wobbly snap, plenty of time, and there's the kick from left to right. They're just going to let this one bounce at the 40. It does take a semi-positive Jeff West bounce, and it's down at the Hiawatha 33-yard line. So Hiawatha now with their chance for a second time. No score, 9:56 to go in this first half. Again, these two teams last year played a 16-14 game. Jeff West going on to win it. The Redhawks are trying to snap a brief 2-game skid against Jeff West and now have the second possession here tonight, working from now right to left. And, oh, Newell lost the snap, and he is lucky to get back on that. And a man in motion from left to right. He bobbled the snap. It hit the grass. He jumps right on it for a loss of 2. So now second down. And 12 yards to go after that botched snap by Newell. And the last thing you want to do is start behind the sticks, and that's what the Redhawks are doing here. No score, 9.5 minutes to go in the first half. Newell low under center, man in motion to the right side. I believe that's Morton on the carry. He'll get the lost yardage back and maybe one more. So a gain of just 3. And it's going to bring up 3rd down and 9. So 3rd and long, the Redhawks would prefer not to go 3 and out here on their second possession of the game. 3rd down and 9, just shy of the 35. Newell under center, man in motion. They fake it to him. Now rolling out to his right is Newell. Directing traffic. He's got to do something with it. And down he goes. Well, he gets by one tackle. Now tries to bring it back to the near side. And he's able to salvage 3 yards. Looked like he was about to be taken down for a sack and somehow popped through it. And Newell able to salvage 3 yards, but well shy of the first down. It's going to bring up 4th down and 5, shy of the 40. And it looks like the Redhawks will set to punt this one away. So both teams have struggled offensively through the first 3 weeks, and defenses are playing well here. This will be the third punt in 4 possessions. Good snap. Line drive kick from right to left. And Jeff West going to let that one bounce. And it's going to take a nice Hiawatha bounce and rest at the 20-yard line. So Jeff West now 7:56 to go here in the first half. Hiawatha there taking 2 minutes off the clock, but we do have a flag at midfield. The Redhawks have yet to be called for a penalty in this first half. Knock on wood. The Tigers have had 2 penalties, and it's going to be a hold against Jeff West. That is the 3rd penalty by Jefferson West here in the first half. And that's going to back them up to the 10-yard line. So 2 of their first 3 drives have been pushed back even farther by penalties. They have not had great field position. 2 of their 3 drives here in the first half have started at their own 10, and the other started at their own 20. 7:56 to go, first half, still no score. We have gone punt, missed 27-yard field goal, punt, punt. Now Jeff West for a 3rd time here in the half. At their own 10, operating from left to right, they'll send trips near side right. Ball's on the far side hash. They fake the screen. Holthaus is in trouble, trying to get out of some trouble. A flag, multiple flags are thrown. He's trying to avoid a sack, and he ultimately goes down inside the 5. That is going to be a huge loss. And then again, multiple flags were thrown on the play, so we're going to see exactly how this is going to be dialed up. But if this is on Jeff West, that's going to be trouble. That was a sack all the way back inside the 5. And let's see. Again, multiple flags were thrown, and I think they are calling a face mask. That is a monster break for Hiawatha. So it's just a 5-yard face mask, 1st and 5 now at the 15, but that took away a monster sack that would have gotten Jeff West pushed back inside their own 5. But now 1st and 5 at the 15. Man in motion, near side. Here's the snap, here's the give. This is going to be Scahan on the carry, and he gets maybe back to the line of scrimmage, and that's it. Scahan to the right side of the offensive line. It was blown up pretty quickly. Just his 2nd carry of the half, the 6'1 sophomore RB. 5 minutes in, 7 to go here in the 2nd quarter. Still no score. Going to bring up 2nd down and 5 at the 15-yard line. Well, possessions have been at a premium here in the first half, as we have cracked south of 7 minutes and counting. 2 receivers, correction, 3 receivers, left, 1 right. Holthaus, design quarterback run, following his blocker over the right guard. He'll get past the line of scrimmage. He'll be shy of the 1st down by about 1 yard. So now 3rd down and 1 coming up. 4 yards there for Tucker Holthaus. Well, the Hiawatha defense has forced 2 punts. On the 1st 2 Jeff West drives, right now very manageable. 3rd down and 1 here for the Tigers, coming up on the halfway point in quarter number 2. The ball is just inside their own 20-yard line as they operate here from left to right in quarter number 2. Right past the halfway mark in the quarter. 3rd down and 1. Holthaus faking left. Now working back right, and he's able to find his way across the line of scrimmage and falling forward for 2 yards and a first down is the senior quarterback. So third and one, he picks up about 3. Not sure if that was a busted play. He was faking a handoff to his left, and there was no running back there. Then he just kind of scrambled back right, and the athleticism able to take him forward for a first down. So first and 10, outside the 20. 22 to be exact. Ball between the hash marks, just a little bit shaded more to the near side hash mark. The Tigers taking their time here in between plays. Clock continues to move. They'll send trips short side right, lone receiver far side left. Man in motion to the left side. That is Thielen, and they fake it to him. And once again, Holthouse on the carry. And he'll get to the 25 for a gain of about 3 yards. Second down and 7 at the 25. We're now at 5 minutes and counting to go in the first half. Hiawatha won the opening toss. They deferred, so the Redhawks will get the ball to start the second half. The lone opportunity for points was on the Redhawks' first possession. They took it inside the red zone, but missed a 27-yard field goal on a drive that took over 6 minutes. Direct snap again to the big fullback in Unruh, and he breaks multiple tackles. He spins for a first down. And the biggest run of the night out across the 35 to the 37. That's a gain of 12. And Unruh, the biggest carry of the game so far, and that is a Jefferson West first down. Boy, they use that big body direct snap in the backfield. Pile in on the stop. It's going to bring up first down and 10 at the 38. Ball is on the far side hash. Tigers working left to right. Still no score here in this first half as we're coming up on the final 4 minutes. Holthouse in the gun. They shade a couple receivers to the near side right. So trips total, one left. Unruh in the backfield. They're going to run a screen here to the near side. It's caught and up across the 40 to the 41-yard line for 3 yards. That is Thielen on the reception. So that is the first pass attempt by Holthouse here in this half, and it goes for 3 yards to Thielen here on a design screen to the near side. He fought through one tackle and was able to pick up 3. So second down and 7, ball between the 40 and the 41-yard line, near side hash, 3.5 minutes to go, clock moving, no score. Gorgeous late September evening here. These two teams battling, trying to get district win number 1. So trips, short side right, far receiver left, designed run here. Holthouse again, patience, and tries to find a block, and down he goes. He'll fall forward for 2 over his left guard and bar, and it's going to bring up third down. So third down and a long 5, a short 6. We are under now 3 minutes. There have not been many possessions in this first half. Tigers are very content, trying to maybe survive this drive and not give Hiawatha a chance for another possession, because the Redhawks will get the opening kickoff in the second half. 2.5 minutes to go. Coming up on a 5-minute-plus drive, and Holthouse is hit, rolling to his left, and he is sacked. Ethan Morton gets back there, the first initial contact, and we get a timeout on the field. Ethan Grant as well, a pair of Ethans. It's going to be a loss, and it's going to bring up fourth down and 12. Hiawatha takes a timeout. We'll step aside as well. No score. 2:27 to go in the first half. You're listening to High School Football.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Big quarterback sack by Ethan Morton now, giving Jeff West a fourth down and 12 at their own 36-yard line. They will set it up to punt. Hiawatha burned the timeout, so they got 2 left. 2:27 to go. No score here in the second quarter. It is a high snap, but pulled down and a low lining kick from left to right. It hits off the Jeff West defender, and that's going to, I believe, mark it right there. So Hiawatha is going to have 2 minutes and 17 seconds and a big opportunity here for them to go 2-for-1 as they'll get the ball to start the second half. So where it hit the Jeff West defender off the bounce is where that ball is going to be placed. It's going to be illegal touching, so first down for the Redhawks will have. Well, good field position at the 40-yard line. That's our own 40, so 60 yards to go. Well, Jeff West took over 5 minutes off the clock on that drive, and once again coming up empty. First and 10, Hiawatha working right to left. 2:17 to go. First half, no score. Man in motion. They go straight up the middle. Initial contact, not dropping the back. That was Newell on the carry, should say. Gets up to near the 45, just shy of it. A long four, short five there. They'll mark him at the 44. So Newell for 4 yards. Second down and six, shy of the 45. Clock still under 2 minutes. Redhawks with two timeouts still. Still looking for our first points here tonight. It's been a quick-moving first half. Monaghan on the carry. Gets outside the numbers. 50, 45, Jeff West territory. 45, pushed down at the 39. It's a gain of 17 yards, and Monaghan, or correction, Ethan Morton, beg your pardon on that carry. The junior Ethan Morton, the longest run of the half, 17 yards and a first down at the Jeff West 39-yard line. Near hash, clock stopped at 1:38. Get the chain set. Now we get a whistle and a timeout by Jeff West. So Jeff West will burn their first timeout at 1:38 to go. Ethan Morton scampering for 17 yards. Redhawks have it first down and 10 at the Jeff West 39 with 1:38 to go in the half, no score when we come back. You're listening to High School Football here on KNZA.
Wouldn't it be nice to know your local pharmacist? Well, at Medical Pharmacy in Holton, you know everybody in the building. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to noon. Take advantage of numerous services with delivery and a drive-thru on the north side of the building. Contact them at 364-2114. Medical Pharmacy is here to ensure you get your medication in a timely, safe manner. Medical Pharmacy in Holton, your locally owned, locally operated, and locally loved pharmacy, 1 mile north of Holton, adjacent to the Holton Hospital.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
A 17-yard run by Ethan Morton sets up the Redhawks. First down and 10 at the Jeff West 39 with 1:38 to go in the first half, and we're still scoreless. Newell, near side hash, takes the snap, gets away from Unruh. He's all the way back to his 50, and he has to throw it incomplete. Tried to find Kettler in the flat, and just fortunate to get rid of that one. That would have been a huge loss if he was sacked. But it's going to bring up second down and 10. Clock stopped at 1:31. Jeff West was on the move on their last drive, but Ethan Morton came up with a big sack, which forced a punt. Now the Redhawks again trying to salvage some points before halftime. 1:31 on the dial. Second down and 10 at the Jeff West 39. Ball near side hash. They operate from right to left. Newell under center. Man in motion to the far side. They'll toss it that way. It's Morton again trying to get a block. Does so. Gets outside the numbers. A flag is thrown late. It's going to be across the 35 for a gain of about 6, but this could be coming back. The flag was thrown from the backside judge. And this would negate maybe a 6 or 7 yard pickup. Clock is stopped at a 1:22. And waiting for the white cap to make the call. And it is, in fact, going to be holding against Hiawatha. So their second penalty in the half, and that's a big one there. It's going to drop them back 10 yards. So from that spot, it moves them back to the 47-yard line, and it's going to bring up second down and 18. At the 47, they need to get inside the 30 for a first down. A minute 22 to go. Both teams, two timeouts remaining. Hiawatha will get the ball to start the second half. Still no score. Ball far side hash. They work right to left. One receiver near side, two tucked up to the right. Monaghan in the backfield. They send a man in motion. They fake it to him. Now an option here to the near side. It's going to be Kettler. Gets outside the numbers. Good gain across the 40. And the option to the 38. So they get the penalty yards back. We get Kettler there. A more manageable, officially 9 yards on the pickup. It's going to bring up 3rd and 9. They faked the dive and then brought option left. Good, accurate pitch by Newell. Good run to the outside. So 9 yards, 3rd and 9 at the 38. 1:15, clock is stopped. Newell under center. Takes the snap. They give it right up the middle. This is Monaghan on the carry, and he's fighting for a few, and he's able to fall forward across the 35 to the 33 for 5. So it's a manageable fourth down here. It's going to bring up 4th down and 3, and we are going to get a timeout by Jefferson West with 57 seconds to go. We will step aside as well. A battle of defenses here in the first half. No score. 57 ticks on the clock. A 4th and short play coming up. Right after this 30-second timeout here on KNZA.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com, Equal Housing Lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, no scores. We're approaching halftime here in Hiawatha. The Redhawks facing 4th down and 4 at the Jeff West 32-yard line. Out of the timeout, Jeff West, 1 timeout left. Redhawks have 2, but a huge play here towards the end of the half. Newell under center, near side, takes the snap. They go to Morton right side. He's trying to fight his way. I don't think he's going to get there. He's going to be a yard short. He needed 4, and he gets 3. That is going to be a turnover on downs with 50 seconds to go, and Jeff West will get the ball back. So, the Tigers, 50 seconds left, 1 timeout. They have a chance here. Both offenses have struggled here in the first half. The only opportunity for points was on Hiawatha's first drive of the game where they missed a 27-yard field goal. Outside of that, defense has reigned supreme. Let's see. Trips near side. Holthouse takes the snap. Rolling to his right. He's a lefty. Fires it that way, and it is caught at the 40-yard line and pushed out of bounds. That's Jason Payne, a 6'3 wide receiver. They're going to get him for 9 yards, so he's shy of the first down. Just the second pass by Holthouse in the first half. He's 2 for 2, but 2nd down and 1, just shy of the 40. Clock continues to move as he wasn't forced out. They got to work quickly. He's got time here in the pocket. Hiawatha only rushing 3. They have a man open at midfield, and down he goes right there for a gain of 11. That is Drew Beilman. So back-to-back pitches and catches, and now the clock is stopped with 14 seconds to go. Well, they had to stop the clock to move the chains, and now the clock's on the move again. Well, they had a timeout. They're not using it. Now Holthouse takes the snap. He's going to scramble. He gets a first down and more. Gets to the 30, down to the 25, but the time is going to run out. Well, I think Jeff West is really going to wish they used that final timeout. And that's going to take us to halftime. A 25-yard run is going to end the half, and we are deadlocked at 0-0. It's Jeff West and Hiawatha here on KNZA, our halftime show. It's brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, but far from debt. Online at highlandcc.edu. No score here in Hiawatha. We'll talk about it after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you looking for peace of mind on your piece of earth? Don't let worrying about the weather get in your way. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas today. Beth Dieters can provide you with the best protection. Remember, wheat sales closing and margin protection for corn and beans date is September 30th. Call Beth today to find out the right fit of protection for your ag operation. Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca at 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider. Don't forget the wheat sales closing and margin protection for corn and beans date is September 30th.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
Kime TS of Sabetha is a local family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, Kime offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit KimeTS.com to learn more. Kime Trucking of Sabetha. We make it happen.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Since 1996, R&S Maintenance Service has been a leader in industrial manufacturing support and repair in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, equipment removal and installation, and dumpster service, R&S Maintenance Service is a proud supporter of local student athletes. Visit online at rnsmaintenance.com or stop by off K4 Highway since 1996 in Meriden.
Attention healthcare workers, is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At the Pines in Holton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, the Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in two locations, the Pines offers a more relaxing and slower paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers with flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at the Pines in Holton, our family caring for yours.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302 or stop by one of our three locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Halftime show again brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. Well, we are deadlocked at 0-0 here in the first half. Homecoming night here in Hiawatha, the Red Hawks hosting Jefferson West. The Tigers have won the last two meetings between the Red Hawks as they won last year's game 16-14. This was a defensive battle, yards hard to come by. Let's kind of break it down here in the first half. So Hiawatha, they won the toss, deferred to the second half. So Jeff West, and then got a penalty on the opening kickoff, so they were backed up to their own 10-yard line to start. They moved the ball a little bit, got two first downs, and then second first down was on a fourth and one, so they convert a fourth down, but ultimately Hiawatha would hold them to a punt. And then Hiawatha, on their first drive of the game, they took over at their own 30-yard line with 7:41 to go, and they put together arguably the best drive we saw in the first half. They worked it all the way down into the Jefferson West red zone, took over 6 minutes off the clock, but a missed 27-yard field goal kept the Red Hawks off the board. Jeff West took over from there, and then the first quarter would end, and then ultimately the Red Hawks defense would hold Jeff West to a second punt on their second drive. Hiawatha got it back, still early portions of the second quarter, and the Jeff West defense held them to a punt. And then Jeff West, with 7:56 to go, getting it back for a third time, and another penalty took them all the way back to their own 10. and then worked a couple of first downs and worked over 5 minutes off the clock, but Ethan Morton came away with a huge sack on third and short, and it forced a fourth and long scenario, so Jeff West ultimately having to punt the ball again, third drive, third punt. And then Hiawatha, 2:17 to go, had a chance to maybe work this clock and get a 2-for-1 as they're going to get the ball to start the second half, but ultimately on fourth down and four, Ethan Morton got 3, needed 4, so they were shut down there. And then Jeff West inside their own 23-yard line with 50 seconds left. They had one timeout, and they got a couple completed passes. One went for 9 yards and another for 11 yards, so they had worked it right to midfield as the clock was continuing to move. Again, Jeff West still had a timeout, but got on the ball quickly. Instead of taking the timeout, they took the snap. Tucker Holthouse with a great scramble. He went for 25 yards, but by the time he was brought down at the Hiawatha 25, the clocks had hit 0, and that took us to the end of the half. So again, it is scoreless here in Hiawatha. Redhawks and Jefferson West will step aside. We'll go through some of the numbers in the first half to get you some scores from around the area as well. It's our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. No score here in Hiawatha, and we're back in 3 minutes right after this.
At Foster, Ford, and Holton, we know your time is valuable. To make it convenient for you, all of our new and used inventory is online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Search through our new and used inventory, and if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 785-364-4646, and we'll be glad to help. Or you can always come see us at Foster Ford on Highway 75 in Holton.
At Bergston Insurance in Holton, we've recently helped multiple families save hundreds of dollars on their insurance premiums. With summer activities coming up, how would these savings benefit you and your family? Don't let insurance stress your finances. Let's make shopping it easy for you. Call Bergston Insurance in Holton right now at 364-3771. Bergston Insurance. Count on us, a name you can trust.
Hello, this is Ruth Roy, mammogram technologist at Holton Community Hospital. As a breast cancer survivor, I know firsthand the importance of regular screening mammograms. In 2012, my mammogram detected a small area before I could feel a change. It was found early, and now my prognosis has been good. I know early detection saves lives. Please, I urge you to get an annual exam. It may save your life.
Greatness doesn't happen overnight. It takes time, focus, and dedication. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that because we put in the hard work and dedication for decades. And that commitment has paid off with award-winning customer service for your auto, home, and life insurance.
For a free insurance quote, see Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha.
Exciting news, Seneca. Rainbow is going all in with fiber to the home. We're expanding our fiber optic network to deliver faster, more reliable internet straight to your doorstep. With the help of our contractors, NCS and D'Aguilar, we're investing $5.2 million in nearly 65 miles of fiber, bringing symmetrical speeds up to 2 gigabits per second. Get ready for improved connectivity that enhances your home value and supports remote work. Join us in growing a superior broadband network. Stay tuned, Seneca, for updates and visit our website at fiber.rainbowtel.com.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Well, before we get to some scores from around the area, let's get you some of the stats from this first half. Again, Jeff West here at Hiawatha. No score between the Redhawks and the Tigers at the intermission. Again, our halftime brought to you by Highland Community College. And then our stats are brought to you by, I want to thank the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services in Holton with Mike Tenken, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison, or NEK Tax Services in Whiting with Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockhoff. Again, not a lot of offense for either side as we look through some of the individual numbers. We'll start with Jefferson West, their quarterback Tucker Holthaus, 3 for 3 passing for 23 yards. He also had 10 carries for 47 yards. Lead the Tigers in that regard. Osiris Unruh, the 5'11 junior fullback, 5 carries for 25 yards. Brady Skahan, he had 2 carries for 4 yards. Brody Thielen had a reception for 3 yards. Drew Beilman had 2 carries for 6 yards, also a catch for 11 yards as well. And then Jason Payne had 1 catch for 9 yards. Unofficially, just 23 passing yards total and 82 rushing yards in the first half for Jefferson West. For Hiawatha, 76 rushing yards and just 6 passing yards. Braden Newell, 1 of 2 passing for those 6 yards. He also had 6 carries for 5 yards. Leading rusher for the Redhawks, Josh Monaghan, 6 carries for 35 yards. And then Ethan Morton had 4 carries for 27 yards. He had the longest run in the half, which went for 17 yards. And then also Connor Kettler, a little quiet for the senior, 1 reception for 6 yards, also had a carry for 9 yards as well. But mentioning again, Monaghan for 35 yards on 6 carries, Ethan Morton 4 carries for 27 yards. Jeff West had 3 penalties going for 35 yards, and Hiawatha 2 penalties, which totaled 15 yards in the first half. Our stats again brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group. All right, let's go through some of the scores from around the area, and at least the ones that we have to this point. Of course, on the Holton Channel, courtesy of MSC Sports, the Wildcats leading Perry Lecompton. That score is 20-0. Our game on Care 93.7, it's Moorhill Mounts Academy in Riverside, and the Ravens were out to a 7-0 lead at the end of the first quarter there. Our game on KOZA 96.9, a great one in the Big East League, as Silver Lake was leading St. Mary's 7-6 at the end of the first quarter. Also a great one on 92.1, Battle of Ranked 8-man squads. It was Frankfort on the road at Hanover, Battle of Wildcats, and last checked about the halfway point of the second quarter, it was Hanover leading Frankfort. That score was 16-6. And then our game on the Cobra Channel, again, Jackson Heights, they have had a tremendous start to their season. They are blasting McLeod. That is a 35-0 score. Cobra's leading that one in the second quarter. Score updates are brought to you by Holthaus Auto House in Fairview. How many Holthaus vehicles have you seen today? Go to holthausautohouse.com. Step aside for another timeout. We'll come back and get you set for the start of the second half. A good one here. Someone's got to score at some point. No score through the first two quarters. And we're back in 3 minutes here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Is it time to purchase equipment or expand your operations? At Union State Bank of Horton and Evers, we don't just understand ag loans, we rely on them just like you do. Many of our Union State Bank employees are farmers themselves, or they grew up in farm families and know the importance of the right financing at the right time. From capital improvement and equipment loans to real estate, we have the agricultural loan you need. Let's talk today. NMLS number 654946. Union State Bank of Horton and Evers, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
September 30th is the deadline for fall crop insurance and changes. Normally this is for wheat, but there are more options and decisions for the 2024 crop year. Let the professionals at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha guide you through margin protection, protect against rising input costs, cutting into your profit margin, and the possibility of insuring double crop soybeans after wheat. Call Roy Fry at Kansas Insurance at 621 Main in Sabetha, 785-284-7611.
Dilbert Sampler in Sabetha is excited to announce they are partnering with 868 Candle Company for a candle pour on Saturday, September 28th at 1 p.m. at Village Sampler in Sabetha. You pick your jar, you pick your scent, and you pour. Limited spots available. Make sure to register with 868 Candle Company. Remember, Village Sampler has flowers for all occasions, along with candy bouquets and homemade gourmet cupcakes. Plus, they have home decor and memorial items. Come make smiles at Village Sampler in Sabetha and register for their candle pour Saturday, September 28th at 1 p.m.
Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Sabetha Community Hospital have served Nemaha County for a combined total of almost 195 years. We hope you'll vote yes to continue the half-cent sales tax to help us keep delivering local access to excellent health care. This tax provides financial stability for our hospitals and helps us invest in updated equipment, training, and more. Don't forget to vote yes on or before November 5th, paid for by Nemaha County Community Hospitals.
For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Southeast Nebraska resident Michael Peters just became a first-time customer at Holt House Auto House in Fairview.
I bought a 2018 Ford four-wheel drive at Holt House Auto. Very nice truck. One of the best places I ever traded and did business with. I like the way the people handled everything. Answered all questions and never once felt pressured into anything. Very helpful.
At HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today?
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, both teams are back on the field as we got just a few minutes to go here until we start the second half here. Beautiful night in Hiawatha, homecoming night. As again, congratulations, Maddie Simmons, Connor Kettler, your king or queen and king for the Red Hawks here in 2024. But and right now, we are deadlocked at 0-0 as both these teams are geared up for the start of the second half. We'll take a final 60-second timeout, come back. Second half is coming your way next here on our Game of the Week on KNZA.
Hi, this is Doug Garrett at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ad, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then, come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our fresh meat and produce department. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Planning a special event? Don't let unexpected surprises ruin your big day. With SBS Insurance, protect your wedding, retirement party, graduation, or fundraiser with confidence. From unforeseen weather cancellations to liability coverage, we've got you covered. Enjoy peace of mind and focus on creating memories. Call SBS Insurance today for a quote.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Once again, our halftime, it was brought to you by Highland Community College. Brandon Tamman here with you. Ray, Leah, Paige, appreciate everyone helping out here, of course, on the Hiawatha channel as well. Jeff West in town on homecoming nights, and we got goose eggs on the board through the first two quarters. Both teams really struggling offensively in the first half. Again, Hiawatha just 76 rushing yards to 6 passing yards. And then offensively for the Tigers, they had 23 passing yards and 82 rushing yards. The Redhawks are going to get the ball to start the second half. They had the best shot to get points on the board on their very first drive. Got inside the Jeff West red zone, but missed a 27-yard field goal. And neither team has been inside the red zone since. As we are set for the second half kickoff, it's brought to you by Bob Schwartz Financial and Silver Lake. Let them help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Jeff West will tee it up middle of the hashes, the 40-yard line from left to right. Corbin Mayer is going to tee it up and kick this one off, the sophomore for the Tigers. Officially under the lights as the Redhawks again will start the second half with the football. And here we go. Mayer's kick, pretty good one. Line drive, it's going to be taken, and they're going to fake a reverse. It's going to be Morton here outside the numbers 20, stutters, 25, gets up the field, 30, now trying to reverse field, gets a block, now getting outside the numbers on the far side, he's at the 40, 45 midfield, 45, and shoved out of bounds at the Jefferson West 45-yard line. That is a monster return of 45 yards. reverse. So 45-yard kickoff return into Jefferson West territory. Far side hash at the 45. Best starting field position for either team in this game tonight. Now can the Redhawks take advantage? First down and 10, we're just getting going. Second half, no score. Some movement up front. Oh, blasted right at the line of scrimmage and falling forward. I believe that might have been Gentry on the carry. Or Monaghan, beg your pardon. So 2 yards for Monaghan. Again, 6 carries, 35 yards for him in the first half. And he starts the second half with a 2-yard pickup for the 43. Second down and 8. Ball closer to the far side hash. Redhawks here in the second half operating from right to left. Still looking for our first points. Newell under center. And we get movement up front. And this might be on the defensive line. It's going to be Gavin Tanner, big 6'3 junior defensive lineman. That's going to be a free 5 yards. And the way these two offenses have performed, you'll take the free yards when you can get it. So it goes from second down and 8 to second down and 3. That's the fourth penalty tonight on Jefferson West. It's actually the first penalty that only resulted in 5 yards. They had 2 penalties go for 10, and they had a personal foul, one that went for 15 in the first quarter. So second down and 3 inside the Jeff West 40. And a first down run here, at least close to it. And it's Monaghan again, and needing just 3, and he picks up 4. So now 8 carries, 41 yards here tonight. Or the senior 5'9 running back. First down and 10, ball right at the 35-yard line. Just getting going here. 90 seconds plus into this third quarter. Fresh set of downs here. Far side hash, right to left. Redhawks working. Jeff West showing blitz, and there's movement up front. And it's going to be encroachment again against the Tigers' front. Another 5-yard penalty. So now first and 5 at the 30. Michael Jensen getting the play call, running in from the near sideline. Handing off the direction there to his quarterback, Braden Newell. First and 5 at the Jeff West 30. Redhawks trying to strike first. We are still scoreless here, early third period. Again, ball on the far side hash. 2 receivers tucked up here near side. Man in motion. It is Kettler. They will toss it to him. He tries to cut it up. Does so. Gets about 5. And he is down to the 25, needing 5 again, and gets 5 and change. And Kettler with the first down run. So 6 yards to the 24-yard line. Well, Jeff West has given up 10 free yards on this drive with a couple encroachment penalties. And Kettler there on a sweep here to the near side cuts it up. Inside the numbers for 6 and a first down. 9.5 minutes to go. Man in motion. Here is Morton straight up the gut. Has a good carry on first down inside the 20. And to the 18 for a gain of about 6. Second down. It'll be a closer to a 7-yard pickup. Only the second time tonight that any team has been inside the red zone, and it's the second time for the Redhawks. Jeff West is yet to sniff the Redhawks red zone here tonight. They go right back to Morton on second down and short, and his momentum's going to carry him inside the 15 to the 13, maybe the 12. Regardless, it is a first down run. Well, the first drive of the game for Hiawatha, they got into the red zone, ultimately missed a 27-yard field goal. And their first drive here in the second half, they have gotten into the red zone and now have a fresh set. First down and 10 at the 12. Receiver to the right, receiver to the left. Newell under center. Man in motion. That is Gentry. Newell keeps it, and he gets nowhere. Swallowed up. Back to the line of scrimmage. Unruh was the first to collect on the tackle. And no gain there for Newell. It'll bring up second down and 10. At the 12-yard line of Jeff West. Coming up on 4 minutes in. to this third quarter. The Red Hawks, just the second time tonight, they have sniffed the red zone. They came up empty first time around, but trying to change that here in the third quarter. Still scoreless in Hiawatha here tonight. 7:50, clock moving, third quarter. Second down and 10 from the Jeff West 12-yard line. Newell under center, takes a low snap, fakes to the running back, tries to keep it himself. He maybe should have pitched it, and instead he gets back to the line of scrimmage, and that's it. Brody Barr in on the stop. He'll get one. It'll bring up third down and long. So he gets one to the 11, and it's third down and 9. Again, Barr, the 6-foot sophomore, who had 3 tackles for loss last season during his freshman campaign. That wasn't a TFL there, but basically just one on the play. Third and 9 from the 11. 7:12, clock moving, no score, third quarter. Newell, he will drop back, immediately scrambling to his right. He's going to try to scramble for the first, and he is close, and it looks like he's going to have enough on the far sideline, depending on the spot. He needed 9. Getting inside the 5, and it looks like he is going to be a yard shy. Fourth down and 1 at the 3-yard line after a gain of 8. A big time play here in the third quarter. We have played 5 minutes. We got 7 to go in the frame. And this long drive, which started in Jeff West territory, by the way, after a great kickoff returned by Ethan Morton. Fourth down and 1 inside the 5. Newell, under center, takes the snap. They give it right up the middle into the end zone, and pay dirt is found finally in this game. Touchdown, Ethan Morton. On fourth down and 1 from the 3, it is a touchdown for Ethan Morton. And the 5'11 junior gets the goose eggs off the board. 6:56 to go, and a 6-0 Hiawatha lead. It looks like they will line up to go for 2. So that's a 45-yard touchdown drive. So Morton got it started with the big kickoff return. They give it to him on 4th and 1 at the 3, and he plows his way into the end zone and gives Hiawatha a 6-0 advantage. Or correction, they will go for the PAT with Leighton Moore, who missed the 27-yard field goal in the first half. High snap, put down, kick is on the way. And that one is good. 6:56 to go in the third quarter. We finally got some on the board. Redhawks, a 7-0 lead over Jefferson West. We're back in 30 seconds here on KMZA.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, finally a 45-yard touchdown drive, and we see points for the first time tonight. 45 yards again after a great kickoff return by Ethan Morton. They give it to him on 4th and 1 at the 3, and he finds his way into the end zone. Extra point good. Our drive summary brought to you by Wilson Tire. When selection and service matter, choose Matt and Terry Wilson at Wilson Tire and Holton, WilsonTireKS.com. Not quite half the clock taken, about 5 minutes on that drive. And now Jeff West will get their first opportunity with the ball and a very short kick. And the Tigers are going to have good field position across the 40. That's Thielen on the return to the 43. Not quite to the halfway point. Again, that was a 5 minute or so drive by Hiawatha to start here in the second half. So for the first time, somebody trails. 7-0 Redhawks, 6:49 to go. Jeff West with their first opportunity going from left to right in quarter number 3. They were totaled 82 rushing yards in the first half, 23 passing yards. Now they get a first-time possession here in the third quarter. Again, good field position at their own 43-yard line. Officially the 42, we'll call it. Design quarterback run. Holthouse trying to get outside the numbers and crossing the numbers, and a flag is thrown, and that could be coming back. He got across the 45 to about the 47. It was a good gain on the play. Penalties have hurt Jeff West here tonight. And this could be coming back, and it is. So negate a good run there. Well, Jeff West gave 10 free yards to the Redhawks on that last drive thanks to two encroachment penalties and a four-play span. And now that one is for 10 yards, so that is their sixth penalty tonight. That negates a good first down run, and now first down and 20 back inside their own 35. So you take away nearly 20 yards of field position there. Now first down and 19 officially. 6.5 minutes to go. Clock moving third quarter. Hiawatha leading this game 7-0. Trips stacked here to the near side. Now a man in motion. Now settles in left side of the line. Holthaus takes the snap. They throw a screen. It's caught on the far side, making one man miss and not the second. It's Alec Jacobson on the reception. Little wide receiver screen for about 3 yards, and that's it. Hageman in on the stop, but again, just second down and 16, just a 3 yard wide receiver screen. First time we've called Alec Jacobson's name tonight, a junior wide receiver. They put Trips near side and gave it to the lone on the far side left. So ball on the hash mark, far side, second down and 16. It will bring Trips once again near side right. Tucked up man, far side left. Man in motion. Settling in, that is Mayer. Belt high snap here, Holthaus looking to pass, now tucks it, looking left, now rolling, firing it downfield. Oh, and out past his intended target just by a yard. Corbin Mayer had a shot at a big play, and it's incomplete. Great job by Holthaus, avoiding some pressure, rolling to his left, and finding an open receiver downfield, but just had a little too much air under that pass. And it's now third down and 16. That is the first incompletion by Holthaus in the game. He was 4 for 4 passing prior to that miss. So a big third and long play coming up here. The Redhawks defense get a hold. Ball far side hash. Tigers working from left to right. Trips right. Man left. They fake the screen. Now looking across the middle. It's tipped. And it's intercepted in midfield. Here's Jensen inside the 35. And down to the 32-yard line. A 16-yard return on the interception by Michael Jensen. It was tipped up in the air off the hands of the intended receiver. And the tip drill, I'm sure it's still utilized today. And Jensen pulls it in and takes it inside the 35 to the 32-yard line. So Michael Jensen comes away with the INT in Hiawatha. Now has it at the Jeff West 32-yard line, first and 10, and a 7-0 lead. 5:19 to go here in the third quarter. Couldn't have pictured a better start for the Redhawks, and the exact opposite for Jeff West. Here's Newell under center, man in motion to the far side right. They give it to Monaghan. He's been steady tonight. And look at that pile pushing forward. Look at that pile continuing to push forward. Inside the 25 to the 24, he'll get about 8 on that carry. Second down and 2 inside the 25, and the Redhawks got the momentum now. That is the 9th carry in the game for Monaghan. 4:50, clock moving third quarter. The Redhawks with a 7-0 lead. And after the interception, cooking now as they work from right to left still. Trying to build on this touchdown advantage. Carson Henry, the lone receiver, far side right. Jensen, who got the interception, he's tucked up left. They go right side, or I should say left side, beg your pardon. They go Monaghan again. He only needed 2, and the mark looks like he's got just enough for the first down, shy of the 20. Waiting to see the official mark by the official, if it's enough for the first down, and it is. So Monaghan needing 2 yards there. We'll give him 3. And just outside the red zone at the 21-yard line of Jeff West. First and 10, Redhawks leading 7-0. In the lone touchdown, Ethan Morton on a 4th-and-1 play from the 3-yard line. Coming up on the final 4 minutes here in the third quarter. Newell takes the snap. Monaghan once again. following his right guard and falls across the red zone to about the 19, maybe the 18. Let's see the official mark. They'll give him about 3. So into the red zone once again for a third time here tonight. And we'll give him a short 3. We'll call it second down and a long 7 inside the 20 now at the 19. Under 3.5 minutes to go. Clock moving third quarter. Hiawatha leading at home 7-0. Both teams struggling in the first half. The Red Hawks have come out with a different type of momentum here in the third quarter looking to build. Newell surveying the defense. Wipes the hands, settles underneath the center. Man in motion, that's Kettler. They go to Ethan Morton, who has the lone touchdown, and he bullies his way to the 10, maybe the 9. It's going to be a first down run. He needed 7. And now late flags come flying in, and this could be on Jefferson West for some late activity. Well, the frustration looming large for Jefferson West. Multiple flags came in after the play. That was a run of about 10 yards there for Morton. And then if you add a personal foul, it's going to be half the distance to the goal. And dead ball, personal foul on Jefferson West. Well, it's not going to be 15 yards. It's going to be half the distance to the goal. And Hiawatha now first and goal at the 4. This drive started again at the Jefferson West 32 after an interception by Michael Jensen. First and goal at the 4, under 3 minutes to go in the third. Hiawatha trying to build on a 7-point lead. They go right back to Morton, working right guard, buries his shoulder down and finds his way into the end zone for a second time in the quarter. They go right back to him, and the short field is capitalized again. At 2:42 to go in this third period, it's now 13-0, Hiawatha. The fans are loving that. 2:42, they'll go for the extra point again. It's Leighton Moore, a 6-foot freshman, looking to go 2 for 2 on PATs tonight. There's the snap, good hold, kick is on the way, and he buries it. What a third quarter for Hiawatha. Back-to-back drives on short fields. Back-to-back Ethan Morton touchdowns. 2:42 to go, third period. Jeff West, they need an answer. Hiawatha leading this game 14-0 right here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hello, this is Dr. Brett Lukert from Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. Nutrition is so important when it comes to our health. This is why I became a certified chiropractic wellness practitioner. Patients need to be educated on how to eat healthy and how to avoid toxic inflammatory foods, because every time we eat, we're either converting our food to energy or storing it as fat. Foods that cause high blood sugar ultimately are what lead to obesity and diabetes. But these conditions are treatable and often reversible with proper nutritional intervention. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-008 to learn how today.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, after both teams struggled in the first half to find much of anything, it has not been the case for Hiawatha here in the third quarter. Two short fields and two short fields capitalized. This time, a drive that started at the 32 of Jeff West after a Michael Jensen interception. Ethan Morton, his second touchdown in the quarter. Extra point good, 14-0, as we are late in the third quarter. Now Jeff West, they botched the kickoff, and the ball was on the turf for a second, but it looked like the Tigers jumped on it, and they will at their own 26-yard line. Well, it has been a not-so-good third quarter for Jeff West. Now they really need an answer here, as Hiawatha has all the momentum, leading 14-0. And Hiawatha got the ball to start the second half. They got a great kickoff return from Ethan Morton into Jeff West territory. And on 4th and 1, found the end zone for the first time. And then Jensen with the INT and then a short 32-yard drive. As we're starting this drive for Jeff West with 2:37 to go in the third quarter. So that was just a touch over 4 minutes on that drive. And now we get a pre-snap penalty. And if this might be movement up front and a false start. Boy, the penalties are racking up now for Jeff West. That is their eighth penalty in the game. That is their fifth penalty in the third quarter alone. They have had multiple personal foul penalties in this game, multiple holds. So now you back it up 5 yards, first and 15, back to the 21-yard line. 2:36 to go, clock stop, third quarter. Hiawatha leading it 14-0. A pair of short touchdown runs by Ethan Morton here in the quarter. Now the Tigers really need to find an answer here. Holthouse in the gun, a man to his right. They shift three receivers far side left with the ball on the near side hash. Takes a belt tie snap, designed quarterback run, cuts it right back up between the tackles, and he'll get the penalty yards back and maybe one more. Let's see on the spot. And basically, the penalty yards back, officially a gain of 4, so not quite. So it's going to bring up second down and 11 at the Jeff West 25-yard line. Clock moving under 2:15 to go in the frame. Picture perfect third quarter so far for the Redhawks. Trying to snap a brief two-game skid against the Tigers. Jeff West trips near side left. A man tucked up right, man in motion. And another pre-snap penalty. And another false start. Legal procedure, either or. A dead ball penalty. 9 penalties in the game by Jefferson West. Their 6th penalty in the quarter. Well, in the yards they just got from Holthouse on that run, they give it right back. Now 2nd down and 16, back to the 20. They got to find some momentum here. Trying to get a 1st down. Holthouse in the pocket, standing tall, throwing deep down the middle of the field, and it's going to be incomplete. Great coverage by Carson Henry in the secondary. The intended receiver was Alec Jacobson. And a deep ball down the sideline. It was overthrown. Again, great coverage by Henry. And now 3rd down and 16, back at the 20. Clock stop at 1:40 here in the third quarter. Redhawks defense, a chance to get a big stop here. They lead it 14-0 late third. Holthouse trips left, a man right, ball between the hash marks, takes the snap, spins it in his hand, dumps it down. A short gain, and there's a spin and a tackle out of bounds at about the 30, so it's going to bring up 4th down at about 7. I believe that was Mayer on the catch. So 4th down and 7 now. So it was a pitch and catch of 9 yards. So now 4th down, but Jeff West going to punt it away. Running in, making the catch, a little momentum at midfield. Oh, and blasted right at midfield. Heavy contact as Kettler took a shot after a nice return. And it'll be officially at the Jeff West 49. Exactly 90 seconds to go, so Jeff West couldn't even take more than a minute off the clock on that drive. Multiple penalties really hurting them, and now their defense has to make a stand. All 3 drives in this quarter for Hiawatha have started in Jeff West territory. This the worst of them, though, right inside the 50 at the 49. 14-0 Hiawatha, 90 seconds to go in this third quarter. Newell under center, ball between the hash marks, takes the snap. Looks like Monaghan on the carry. Boy, he is a strong runner, and he fights forward across the 45 down to the 42 for a gain of 7. They are burning Monaghan. That's his 12th carry here tonight. So to the 42, 2nd down and 3. With a 2-touchdown lead and the ball, you'll expect Hiawatha to take their time and just try to milk a little bit of this clock. As we're now under a minute to go here in the third. Newell gets the call from the sideline. Ball near side hash. Redhawks working right to left. We will switch sides once we hit the fourth. Under 50 seconds, clock moving. Receiver alone to the left. That's Jensen. Two tucked up in the backfield as well in the slot position. Monaghan down with the hand buried in the grass. They give it right to him. Left side. Again, strong run inside the 40 to the 38. Needed three, and he gets four for a first down. A dominant third quarter continuing here for Hiawatha as we're under 30 seconds to go. First down and 10 at the 38. We'll see if Hiawatha even wants to run another play here as we're down under 20 seconds to go. They break the huddle, 12 seconds and counting. We'll see if they run one. Down to 8 seconds. Newell not even under center, just looking up at the scoreboard and seeing his side of it lit up with 14 on it. And we'll head to the fourth quarter. A dominant third quarter for the Redhawks. A pair of short fields and a pair of Ethan Morton short touchdown runs as Hiawatha leading Jeff West 14-0 as we go to the fourth quarter. After a timeout, you're listening to our high school game of the week here on KNZA.
The retail room at Anderson Meats in Troy is now open. Besides continually growing meat processing, Anderson Meats now has local meat available in the front of the store that you can grab and go. The selection varies, and they will continue to add more options. So stop in on Last Chance Road in Troy and check it out. Anderson Meats, friendly and local staff working efficiently to process your livestock in a timely manner and does every job to exact customer specifications. Anderson Meats, just south of Troy on Last Chance Road, where quality meat satisfaction.
Superman, a hero on call 24/7, responding to the world's greatest emergencies and untimely disasters. Like Superman, MCR Towing is ready for any emergency with our fully equipped service truck. Unlike Superman, we are the real deal, responding to your untimely disasters. We're prepared to save the day with tire changes, unlocks, and fuel deliveries. Our primary goal is to get you back on schedule quickly and safely. Remember, MCR Towing when disaster strikes your schedule.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
12 more minutes to go. We switch sides of the field. Hiawatha leading Jeff West 14-0. They have it first and 10 at the Jeff West 38. Now going from left to right. Here's a carry by Ethan Morton. Straight up the gut. A couple of yards there. Shy of the 35 to the 36 for a gain of 2. Well, the heavy dose in the run game, it's been Monaghan and Morton tonight. Morton has both touchdowns, but don't discredit what Monaghan's been able to do with the ball in his hands. Second down and 8, shy of the 35 of Jeff West. Tigers now in desperate need of a stop here. All three of the Hiawatha drives here in the second half have started in Jeff West territory. They have capitalized on the first two, trying to make it 3-for-3. Newell under center, second down and 8. They settle. Kettler in motion. They take the snap. Oh, and Morton is immediately drilled in the backfield for a loss of 2. So it's going to bring up third down and long. Here is your opportunity, Jeff West, to get a stop. Third down and 10. The Jeff West 38-yard line. We are under 11 minutes to go in the game, and the Redhawks leading it on homecoming night on their home field, 14-0. This was a 0-0 game at the half. Neither offense could get much of anything going. But it has been a much different story here in the second half as Hiawatha's dominated so far. Third down and 10. Newell takes the snap, standing tall. He wants to fire one. A dead duck way up in the air, and it's incomplete, but a flag is thrown. This might be pass interference against Jefferson West. Colin Croson was in coverage. Tucker Holthaus was back there as well. Boy, that was not a great throw by Newell, but maybe getting bailed out here with another Jeff West penalty. On third and long, no less. And that is a 15-yard penalty to the 23-yard line. It is first down and 10. Boy, that is tough for Jeff West. They had a chance for the stop. And Croson with the pass interference. And now, 90 seconds into this fourth quarter, Redhawks leading 14-0 in business again at the Jeff West 23-yard line. Newell under center, ball between the hash marks, Kettler in motion. They give it to Monaghan left side. It immediately gets forward progress for maybe 2. That's about it. But at this point, run, clock. If you're Hiawatha, taking their time. Neither team's burned a timeout here in the second half. That's 2 yards from Monaghan. Maybe just one there, it looks like. So got back to the line, forced a yard on the forward progress. So ball to the 22, second down and 9, 2 minutes into this fourth quarter. The Red Hawks have dominated here in the third quarter, now into the fourth quarter. Taking their time. Newell under center, ball closer to the far side hash. They work left to right. He's under center, man in motion, and we get movement up front. Gabriel Johnson appeared to be the moving party, the right guard. And that's only the third penalty tonight for Hiawatha. They've been pretty clean so far. First of the second half, so it's going to bring up now second down and 13. So back behind the 25, not quite to the red zone yet. Clock continues, or correction, now it continues to move. We're at 9:40. 14-0 Red Hawks, trying to snap a two-game skid against Jeff West and start district play 1-0. In a good spot here with the ball, second and long. There's Morton again. Simple dive play right side. Tripped up at the 25, maybe the 24. Maybe 3 yards on the carry. Max Tuck in on the stop. They give him about three. It's third and long. Well, the last time the Red Hawks had third and long, Jeff West bailed him out with a pass interference penalty. Let's see what the Red Hawks dial up here. Third down and 11 at the Jeff West 25. Ball between the hash marks again, operating from left to right. A receiver to each side. Right side, it's Henry. Morton in the gun. Kettler goes in motion. They fake it to Morton. Now they run option left. Kettler out of the backfield. Tripped up. He'll lose yardage. That was a nice defensive effort on the far side. I think it was Holthouse who got him, and that's going to be a loss on the play. And now it is fourth down and 14. It's a loss of 3. 8:25 clock moving, 14-0 Red Hawks. But now they face fourth down and long. Fourth and 13 back to the 27. And it looks like they're probably going to go for it here. Well, best case scenario, if you're Jeff West, you obviously get the stop, but Hiawatha's wasting some precious time here at least. But you got to get this stop if you're Jeff West. Fourth and 13 inside the 30. Two receivers, near side right. Newell takes the snap. He's got some rush. It's thrown across the middle. It's caught and spun down at the 20-yard line. It's going to be well shy. And it's going to be Kettler who gets about 6, maybe 7, but that is going to be it for that drive. It's going to be a turnover on downs. So just a short pitch and catch on fourth and long. So Jeff West did what they had to do. But Hiawatha took about 5, maybe 6 minutes off the clock there. 14-0, Red Hawks. 7:48 to go in the game. Jeff West gets the stop, but they got to produce some points here. They got a long way to go. Their last drive resulted in an interception by Michael Jensen. Here's Holthouse in the gun, takes a chest-high snap, throwing down the middle of the field. It's picked off at the 40. It's Kettler at the 30, 25-20, cuts it back inside the numbers. Pick six, Red Hawks. That might be the dagger here late in the game. A 35-yard interception return touchdown. It's 7:37 to go in the game. And blow it open, Hiawatha, on homecoming night. You lead it 20-0. What a night. Correction. What a second half for the Red Hawks. They have blown this game open. And that might have been the finishing touches there. A pick six by Connor Kettler. The second straight year Connor Kettler has had a pick six in this matchup. But this time it might lead his team to a victory. The extra point is good. It is a 21-0 lead for Hiawatha. 7:37 left in the game. We'll take a timeout. We're back after this here on KNZA.
Hi, I'm Nick Harling, Market President at Bank of Blue Valley for Hiawatha and Sabetha. Our story started decades ago and continues because of you, our customers, our communities, our neighbors. We are proud to be a small part of your success. But where does your story start? Where do you want to go? Whether starting a business, saving for the future, or launching your ideas to the next level, we want to help you take your first steps towards something big. Get started today by visiting bankbv.com. Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank, member FDIC, and Equal Housing Lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, that play barely took over 10 seconds of game time. The first play on that drive for Jeff West, a 35-yard pick six by Connor Kettler, and the game is blown open here at 7:37 to go in the game. It's now a 21-0 Red Hawks lead. They have dominated this game in the second half when both teams absolutely struggled to move the ball in the first half. Jeff West unraveling, the Red Hawks taking all sorts of advantages throughout this second half. And that kickoff's going to go out of bounds, so that'll provide the hanky for a penalty. Just the fourth penalty tonight. But again, the Red Hawks on homecoming night in front of a great crowd, putting together a dominant second-half performance. A couple of short touchdowns by Ethan Morton in the third quarter. And then that pick six just a moment ago by Connor Kettler after the kickoff goes out of bounds. Jeff West will have it at their own 35. 7:37 to go in the game. Don't forget, across our networks tonight, Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. Jake and Boz recapping week four. What a second half for the Red Hawks, though. They lead it now 21-0. And now another pre-snap penalty as Brody Thielen was in at quarterback to take that snap. And another illegal procedure penalty. Boy, the penalties are racking up. That is 11 penalties in the game now on Jefferson West. That is eight of which here in the second half alone. So first down and 15, back to the 30. 7:35 still to go in the game. 21-0 Red Hawks. So Thielen now in at quarterback. He'll take a snap. He'll throw right. And down on a knee, it's going to be caught for a short gain. It is Bielman who made the catch. For three, maybe four. They'll give Bielman 4 yards. Again, Thielen now in at quarterback. Second down and 11. Clock moving, coming up on 7 minutes to go. What's been a dominant second half here for the Red Hawks. Trying to snap, going back to last season, as Thielen takes off, and he's got a nice first down run across the 45 to the 47. That's a gain of 13. Just shy of midfield. Jeff West working quickly. They got not much time and a long way to go. They're down 21-0. First and 10, just shy of midfield at the 47 after a gain and scamper of 13. And another penalty after that snap. Thielen crossing midfield into Hiawatha territory. About the 46, but let's see the penalty. If it's on Jeff West, a legal shift. That is the 12th penalty against the Tigers tonight. And 9 in the second half. That has not helped their cause in this game. Now you take it back to the 42-yard line. First down and 15. 6:47 to go in the game. Red Hawks leading 21-0. So again, Thielen in at quarterback. Unruh, the big fullback, to his right. Ball far side hash. They work right to left. They'll go trips near side left. Thielen in at quarterback now. Belt high snap. Quick hitter here to the near side. Caught at the 40. Breaks one tackle, but can't break the second tackle. Ripped down. Ethan Grant able to bring him down after really just no gain on the play. Bielman again on the short screen. He got away from one and couldn't get away from the second tackle again. Ethan Grant, 5'8 junior. Second down and 15 after the screen goes for nothing. Ball, though, now just changing hash marks. Halfway in, halfway to go in the fourth. Redhawks trying to close out a win. 21-0, they lead it here at home. Man in motion, far side. Settling in, Thielen. Belt high snap. Immediately rolls to his right, sets his feet, fires it to the far side. It's picked off again near midfield. It is Michael Jensen again with his second interception tonight. And that is probably going to do it. Well, let's see where Hiawatha takes over. They'll be in Jeff West territory at the 47-yard line. So a chance to put this game away. 5:40 to go. Another second-half turnover. So Michael Jensen with two interceptions here in the second half. You pair that with Connor Kettler's 35-yard pick six. Couple of Ethan Morton short touchdown runs. Dominant second half. And spun down was Ren Hageman on the carry. Inside the 45 to the 44. So a gain of 3 yards, and I think it's going to be a timeout on the field. Our timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. Step aside for a timeout. Back in 30 seconds here on KNZA.
Discover Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, specializing in diesel pickup and pickup repair. Their tire services are top-notch with an expanding fleet for on-the-go assistance, stocking a variety of tires, ensuring fast in-and-out service. Need mobile tire repair for ag, over-the-road, or commercial tires? They've got you covered at Becker Repair. Their skilled team handles general vehicle repairs, including semi-trucks, ATVs, and UTVs. Prioritizing customer satisfaction makes them one of the most respected choices in the region. Come experience the passion for quality service at Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It is all Hiawatha here in the second half, trying to put a game away and get their first win here in 2024. They lead Jeff West on homecoming night 21-0, 5:32 to go in the game. This was a scoreless 0-0 game at the half. But it has been a complete turnaround for the Redhawks as they are inching closer to win number one and district win number one as well. It does not get any easier for Hiawatha after tonight. They got to go on the road to Hayden next week. Still got home matchups against Oskaloosa and Holton. I think both teams are kind of going to the second string here. Kettler, though, gets a pitch right. Might have lost a yard. Maybe back to the line of scrimmage. That's about it. Nothing doing for Kettler on that carry. Kettler had the 35-yard pick six at the beginning stages of the fourth quarter. Three turnovers here in the second half. All interceptions. Two by Jensen and the pick six by Kettler. Third down and long. Third and seven. Under 4:45 to go. Newell taps the center. Man in motion. Stuttering. Takes the snap and just falls forward. Didn't have much doing. The gap shot through quickly and he'll get maybe a yard, if any. Going to bring up fourth down and about six. So the Redhawks again leading 21-0, 4:20 and counting left in this game. Probably just going to punt this one away. Well, for Jeff West, and they will be back at home next week. They will take on Holton, and they'll have back-to-back road tilts week 6 and 7 at Perry LeCompton and then ACCHS, and then they're at home in the final game of the regular season against Topeka Hayden. And as we mentioned, that's where Hiawatha's got to go next week. So very important for the Redhawks to get this first district win, and now we get a whistle before the snap and on the punt. And the head coach for the Redhawks, Wyatt Giroux, was not too thrilled with how that one played out. He calls a timeout. Timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. When it's time for a break, you're looking for that perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room, try Schlegel's. Many flavors of homegrown popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. Well, the third quarter, two short touchdown runs. Ethan Morton, one from 3 yards out on fourth and one, the other on first and goal from the four. A 14-0 quarter, and then they put it away. A 35-yard pick six by Connor Kettler. here in the fourth quarter. Has us right now a 21-0 Red Hawks lead. At 3:53 to go in the game, they have fourth down. They're going to punt it away. And just try to, again, hold off and make sure you keep guys fresh and ready to go for what will be a very challenging game for the Red Hawks next week. Here's the snap. Kettler spins it. High kick. Near side. It bounces out of bounds. And not a lot of distance on that punt. The official marks it. Let's see. Moving up a couple of yards. Still up to the 29-yard line. So Jeff West at their own 29 takes over. 3:44 to go. Hiawatha leading it 21-0. Again, the scoreboard show will follow across our networks. Jake and Boz once again doing the Lord's work and recapping all the week four, round one of district games here in Northeast Kansas. There have been some good ones here tonight, and they'll recap everything for you. The Red Hawks dominant second half, and they're just minutes away as Thielen throws a pass to the far side. It is caught. Good run after the catch near a first down. It's going to be shy of it by about 2 yards. And that's Beilman who made the catch for 8 yards. Again, Thielen came in at quarterback in that last possession for Holthaus, and he has completed 3 for 3 passes so far. So a gain of 8 to Beilman, who's now got 4 catches in the game. Second down and 2, outside the 35. He was forced out, so the clock stopped at 3:37. And Thielen in the shotgun set, trips left, fakes the screen. Thought about throwing it down the middle. He's hit and he's dropped. It's going to be a sack. And I believe that was Johnson who got in there. Gabriel Johnson with the quarterback sack. It's going to be about a 3-yard loss. 2, maybe 3. Third down and medium to go. Call it 3rd and 4. So Gabriel Johnson with the sack, the 6-foot junior defensive lineman. Coming up on the final 3 minutes. Jensen runs off the field quickly before the snap. 3rd and 4 at the 35. Thielen takes the snap, looks left, now looking right, takes a long shot down the right sideline, incomplete. Great coverage. Alex Ross, a sophomore, running stride for stride with the wide receiver, and now it's 4th down and 4 at 2:55 to go. We'll have our post-game show and announce our player of the game as well. Hiawatha again turning on the switch here in the second half, and they have dominated Jeff West from the halftime break on homecoming night too. Always provides extra festivities, and Red Hawks going to certainly celebrate after this one. On 4th and 4, we get a whistle and another pre-snap penalty, I believe, against Jeff West. That'll move it back. Well, the penalties were certainly an issue tonight, and they just keep continuing to rack up. 13 penalties in the game on Jeff West. Well, 4th down and long now. I say long, 4th and 9 after the penalty. Under 3 minutes to go. Jeff West looks like they're just going to punt it away. It is a low snap. It's bobbled, and able to get it away from right to left is Mayer. And just popped up and down at the 42-yard line. So Hiawatha at their own 42-yard line, just 2:45 to go. Chance to run some time and put this game away. This was a 0-0 game at the half. Both teams had under 100 yards of total offense. But field position was key, and obviously the turnovers as well. But the Hiawatha possessions here on their scoring drives started at the Jeff West 45. Their second one started at the Jeff West 32. So, again, short fields, able to capitalize, and then in the nail in the coffin, the 35-yard pick six by Kettler early on in the fourth. As Hiawatha takes it over, 2:45 to go. Just a run play here to the right side, and that is Leighton Moore, I believe. So a quarterback change. And Moore, who does the kicking duties. And at quarterback, he'll pick up about 3. Second down and 7 at the 45. Clock moving. don't think Jeff West is too worried about trying to keep this game moving any more than it needs to be. Clock is getting to about the two-minute mark, as both teams probably shuffling in some fresh faces here, getting some extra PT. A scoreless game at the half, and right now the Redhawks trying to run it out. The final 2 minutes leading 21-0. Moore takes the snap, hit to the running back, and a late flag is in again. This might be a face mask. That was Brenner Lowe on the carry. And it was a gain of about 4 yards, but it might be. And it's a face mask. That's just a 5-yard face mask. So after the penalty, which again, that's number 14 on the night for Jeff West. Final 90 seconds, clock moving, first and 10 for the Redhawks, trying to put the finishing touches on win number one here. A little bit of movement up front, no whistle. Pitch here to the right, getting outside and then forced out of bounds. Shy of the 40, Aaron Yang. So some freshmen getting some PT here for the Redhawks, as he will gain 4 yards on the carry. So second down and 6 yards to go. Final minute 19. He's forced out of bounds, so the clock is stopped. The Redhawks again just dominating the second half of this game, and that is something the Redhawks desperately needed. And more movement up front, and another penalty against Jeff West. 15 penalties. And Jarek Shoemaker comes off the field. Looks like maybe a bloody nose for the O-lineman for Hiawatha, but final minute 18. Thanks for hanging with us. We'll have our post-game show to follow. Talk about the dominant second-half performance here by the Redhawks, which will get them their first win here in 2024. So second down and short after the 5-yard penalty. Another good run here. First down inside the 35 to about the 34. As it's low again. Short carry. Coming up on the final minutes. Again, 21-0 our score. And we're maybe about 2-3 snaps or so from this game being completed here in Hiawatha tonight. As we are down now to under 55 seconds. 3 turnovers in the second half for Jeff West. 2 interceptions by Michael Jensen. A pick six by Connor Kettler. Ethan Morton, a couple of short touchdown runs as well in the third quarter, taking advantage of some short fields. Another give to Lowe. Right side spins down to the 30 for a gain of 4. That might be the final play of the game. And it should be, not sure, and that looks to be the final play of the game as Hiawatha's running off the field. Final 15 seconds. And the Redhawks on homecoming night are going to snap a brief 2-game skid against Jefferson West. After falling last year in the game 16-14, they dominate the second half as the clock hits zeros across the board. And the Redhawks will start the year 1-0 in district play, as they win it here tonight. Dominant second half, 21-0 over Jefferson West. And our post-game show is next, brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the biz for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Hiawatha wins it 21-0. We'll talk about it after a timeout here on KNZA.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show.
injury recovery and prevention is important to all athletes. Add in performance enhancement and more effective training, then chiropractic is a no-brainer. Did you know that nearly every professional sports team works with or has chiropractors on staff? Let Dr. Harlan at Harlan Chiropractic in Sabetha help you optimize your sports performance, decrease the likelihood of injury, and speed up injury recovery like he was able to help you. To book your first appointment or to talk about a wellness plan, call Harlan Chiropractic at 785-300-1322. Remember, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
Looking to buy or sell real estate in the Jackson County and surrounding area? Kellerman Real Estate in Fulton is your go-to company located on the downtown square. This is Cindy Hauer. We have agents with 100 years of combined experience and are ready to help you. We use technology to help make your transaction convenient. Whether it's residential, commercial, or farm, let us help you with your real estate needs. Kellerman Real Estate. We live, work, and play where you do.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
Dennison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
When you see those commercials on TV from the big global banks, remember, they don't give a hoot about you or us here in Kansas. Instead, when you bank in your hometown, your money stays in the local economy and it recirculates many times over.
Dennison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacy Mihus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square. Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner broker at B Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. B Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
At Citizens State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha, we're not just your average bank, we're your financial partner for life. Farmers, get ready for a bountiful harvest with our exclusive line of credit tailored just for your operation. We have lenders with personal experience in farming and understand your unique needs. You can visit us in our office or we can come to your farm. Come bank with us, your hometown bank, Citizens State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
A dominant second half here on KNZA for Hiawatha on homecoming night as they defeat Jefferson West 21-0. Our postgame show brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Seth Olofsson here, part of the Hiawatha Channel, getting a chance to watch as a spectator tonight. But initial thoughts on the Redhawks' first win of the year.
Honestly, that third quarter especially was the best quarter of football I've seen Hiawatha play. Offensively, defensively, they were on point. They, you know, they were playing as a team. You know, they definitely came together. And honestly, there's been some really tough games here this year already. And it was just good to see them excited to play football again. Because honestly, going into this game, they knew how big it was. And for them to come out and get the win here tonight, huge for the Red Hawks. You know, I will say this, too, for the Jeff West side. Tough loss for them. And honestly, a tough game for them coming into tonight, knowing that both of them in the exact same boat heading into it here, 0-3, having to come to Hiawatha on homecoming night. Yeah, that's a tough game for them to have to come into. And unfortunately for them, that Hiawatha defense really stepped up tonight.
Well, forcing three interceptions in the second half and taking advantage of short fields, something they couldn't do in the first half. And neither team could really get anything going in the first half. Again, both teams with under 100 total yards of offense in the first half. Jeff West actually outgained the Red Hawks in the first half by about 20 yards. But again, Hiawatha, their first possession of the game, it was by far and away the best drive by either team. They worked over 5 minutes off the clock. They got inside the red zone but missed the 27-yard field goal. And then after that, you go punt, 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 turnover on downs, into the half. But taking advantage, you start with the Ethan Morton 45-yard kickoff return to begin the second half. They get a short field. Again, penalties were a monster issue, especially in the second half for Jeff West, helping on multiple drives. But from the Jeff West 45, they take up roughly four, almost 5 minutes off the clock. And then on that big fourth and one play, Jeff West could have got a stop. A fourth and one at the three, Ethan Morton pounds it in to get the first points on the board. And then right after that, two plays later, Michael Jensen comes away with the first of three interceptions thrown in the second half. And then another possession, he returned it about 16 yards to the 32. So you have another short field, another couple penalties, couple encroachment penalties by Jeff West, you know, helping out on that drive. But Hiawatha, again, taking advantage of a short field. Ethan Morton, again, four-yard run. He had the momentum going. Jeff West got it back. Momentum completely on the side of the Red Hawks. And that Red Hawks defense, again, coming up clutch. They force Jeff West to a quick punt. They don't even take up a minute off the clock at that point. Hiawatha has it back, two-touchdown lead going into the fourth quarter. And then they ultimately turn it over on downs. They had that long drive going into the fourth quarter. Hiawatha did with the 14-0 lead. And the positive from that, they took 5-6 minutes off the clock. And, you know, Jeff West, they get the hold. And at that point, about 7-8 minutes left in the game, you needed Jeff West to get some kind of production and some kind of points on the board. Two plays later, the nail in the coffin with Connor Kettler's 35-yard pick six, 21-0 at that point. Michael Jensen would add another interception on the next Jeff West drive, couple of punts towards the end, but just a complete flip of the switch, I would say, for the Red Hawks.
Yeah, and like I said, to this game, to me, what that showed me out of Hiawatha is it's amazing what a little bit of confidence will start, you know, and they just really built on that. And for Jeff West, same thing, you know, it's so hard when you're going into a game at 0-3, you know, to not be able to put points on the board again here offensively for the last couple of weeks, because it's the same boat Hiawatha was in. I mean, they had gone 12 quarters without scoring a touchdown. It's been a long time. So going back to the Royal Valley game.
Yeah, seems like a long time ago.
It has been. And so Jeff West being in that same boat. So, again, just you knew as soon as Hiawatha got that first touchdown there in the second quarter and then immediately shut down Jeff West that, you know, things were really – quickly in Hiawatha's favor, and it didn't really change.
Well, let's go through some of the stats real quick, brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services in Holton. You got Mike Tanking, Kay Omler, Michelle Callison, or any K Tax Services in Whiting with Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockhoff. Just again, some of the stats in this game. The ground game really got going. I think the combination of Josh Monaghan and Ethan Morton really carried the load offensively, and again, taking advantage of short fields in the second half. But Morton, the two short touchdown runs, unofficially 12 carries, 59 yards, and the two scores. And then Monaghan, 14 carries for 65 yards. Again, Braden Newell and Connor Kettler, both of them were out last week coming back from injury. So obviously two big key pieces, a couple of seniors in. Kettler utilized not a ton, two receptions, 13 yards, had four carries for 12 yards as well. And then Newell just had to throw three passes, one completion, 13 yards. He did have 10 carries for 15 yards. But again, it's Monaghan, 14 for 65. And then Morton, 12 carries, 59 yards, two touchdowns, of course, the turnovers and the short field. So not a ton of yardage for Hiawatha, even though they win it by three scores. Tucker Holthaus, 5-7 passing for Jefferson West, 35 yards. He had the three interceptions. He was the leading rusher as well, 11 carries for 51 yards. Drew Beilman, four catches for 23 yards. And then Osiris Unruh,
5 carries for 25 yards. And I was a little shocked they kind of went away from Unruh. They were using him early in the game, and I looked down and I'm like, is that an offensive lineman about to take a snap?
Yeah.
No, it's their fullback, 5'11", 235. And I thought he was someone they needed to use a lot more, and they just kind of went away from him. And, you know, once you got behind, you got to pass it a little bit, but I thought they went away from that. But, again, just not much cooking for Jeff West in the second half. But obviously so big for Hiawatha because you got to go to Hayden next week. Never an easy place to play. Jeff West will try to turn it around. They'll be back at home against Holton. Let's go to our player of the game, Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, the sponsor for our player of the game. And we got Seth here, so at least I think we can get some input here. Again, you got Michael Jensen, a couple of interceptions on defense. Morton, again, the two touchdown runs. I think you can make a case for Josh Monaghan. Kettler with the pick six. Again, kind of a collective effort.
That's what I was just going to say. You know, as a guy who, you know, obviously I got a kid on the team there, and, you know, I love to see how they came together tonight. So obviously if I had to pick, I'm not going to be able to because
that's right.
Honestly, that was a team win.
It was.
I mean, they really
everybody got involved.
Exactly. And from the linemen to, you know, even extra point, everybody played really well. And like I said, I am sorry for you to have to pick one. I mean, honestly, I think momentum wise, the two touchdowns from Morton, obviously huge. But that being said, you know, interception, that Kettler pick six was big as well.
What if I just said we go with the Hiawatha defense as a whole?
You know, honestly, that would be an okay pick by me as well.
A lot of names, obviously, again, the three interceptions,
sure.
You know, keeping them off the board. Haven't gone through all the complete numbers in the second half, but Jeff West, they were held to under 100 yards in the first half. I don't think they eclipsed 50 yards of offense in the second half. They got a few on that final, one of those last couple of drives, but they just got nothing going, and they were probably held to, again, just kind of guesstimating off the cusp here. Certainly no more than 150 yards of offense tonight, and they were certainly held down. So we'll just do that.
I wouldn't argue with you.
Yeah, a lot of names. Again, Jensen, a couple of interceptions. Kettler had the pick six, had a couple of marks here. Ethan Morton also had a big sack in the first half. Gabriel Johnson, a defensive lineman, he got a big sack in the second half as well. So a collective effort for the Hiawatha defense here. They were giving up 45 points per game last year, and they were giving up over 30 here to start. So certainly an improvement, but you get a big shutout and dominate the second half. So the Hiawatha defense, a collective effort here, collective group, our players of the game. Again, brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. So that's going to do it for us here tonight on KNZA. Don't forget, we'll have the scoreboard show coming up here in just a little while. To my knowledge, Ray back in studio can confirm it's, I believe, going to go to our 92-1 game that we're going to join that game in progress. That is an 8-man game. It is Hanover and Frankfurt. Right now, Frankfurt, Hanover tied at 22. 6 minutes to go in the game. Crittenden Prophet, a battle of unbeatens and a couple of ranked teams in the 8-man ranks. That was on 92-1, so we're going to join that game in progress, which should be a thrilling finish and a big-time district game here early on. Again, 8-man D2, Crittenden Prophet on the call there, so we'll join that one in progress here in just a moment. So again, Seth, appreciate it very much. Leah, Paige, Ray back in studio. I'm Brandon Tam, and again, thanks for listening to High School Football tonight. Our final score, one final time, Hiawatha 21 and Jefferson West nothing. You've been listening to High School Football here on 103.9 FM KNZA.
You've been listening to coverage of high school football here on your sports authority, Kansaland Radio.
If you feel like you're just a number at your current bank and want a more personal banking experience, this is your sign to choose the Farmer State Bank. I'm Hannah Deegan, Assistant Vice President.
And I'm Katie Henry, a teller at Farmer State Bank. We are happy to help any small businesses, local clubs.